If you're just joining us, it is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're headed to the western part of the state to get an update from our WPR reporter in La Crosse on a number of developing stories, including the latest on the proposed Cardinal Hickory Creek transmission line in southwestern Wisconsin. So do you support regulators allowing this massive transmission line to go in? What questions do you have about the status of the line and what happens next? Join in right now, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. But first, let's look at resettlement figures. 2019 brought some big changes in federal immigration policy, including for refugees. The Trump administration drastically cut the total number of refugees allowed to resettle here in the U.S., and that has, in turn, lowered the number of refugees who are making their homes here in Wisconsin. Our colleagues at Wisconsex took a closer look at the state's refugee resettlement trends and how they compare year over year. Will Cushman is an associate editor at Wisconsex, and he talked with WPR host Keely Baltina.
Let's start with the top line numbers. How many refugees made their home in Wisconsin in 2019?
480, which is just a few more than in 2018 when 472 refugees arrived in the state.
What's context for that, though? Is that consistently what we've seen over the years, or did Wisconsin have fewer or more in recent history?
Right. So this leveling off in 2019 from 2018 is a bit of a pause in a trend since 2016 in a pretty steep plummet. In refugees arriving both in Wisconsin and nationally.
We've seen a lot of changes under the Trump administration as far as how many refugees are let in. Wisconsin isn't saying we're not taking any more refugees. It's just fewer refugees are coming into the U.S., so that's trickling down?
Exactly. The U.S. State Department really coordinates refugee resettlement with resettlement agencies all over the nation. And the State Department follows guidelines, limits that are set by the presidential administration. Previous administrations set quite higher limits, for the most part, on the number of refugees that could be resettled every year. The limit that President Obama set in 2016 was 110,000 refugees. And then when President Trump took office in early 2017, he actually paused the program momentarily and then decided to set the limit at 50,000. And since then, the limit has been decreasing every year. In fact, the limit for 2020, which that fiscal year, so this goes by federal fiscal years. It's a little confusing. The numbers that I'm reporting are calendar year versus the limits that presidents set are for a federal fiscal year, which starts on October 1st. So that's already started for 2020. That limit this year is 18,000, which is a historically low number.
And do we know if Wisconsin's taken in any refugees since October 1st?
I'm not sure. I've talked to a director of a resettlement agency up in the Fox Valleys, World Relief Fox Valley, or the Fox Cities, excuse me. And she said that they have not resettled any refugees since the beginning of the fiscal year. They have plans to resettle three sometime in the coming weeks, but she said it's down precipitously.
Well, we do have 480 refugees who have come to Wisconsin in 2019. Let's talk about those. What do we know about these refugees that have made a new home here?
Right. About eight countries are refugees are from about eight countries, I believe, eight or nine this last year. There's a few from Syria, from Ukraine, from Iraq, from Afghanistan, Somalia. But the vast majority of the refugees are coming from two countries, as has been. It's consistent with previous years, those two countries being Burma, also known as Myanmar, in South Asia, Southeast Asia, and then the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Over 200 refugees have arrived from each of those countries in 2019.
And specifically the Congolese refugees, this is relatively new for Wisconsin.
It is. There were virtually no Congolese refugees as recently as 2013.
And so now they're finding a place. Specifically, where are they going once they come to Wisconsin? Where are the epicenters of places welcoming these refugees?
It's really centered in a few places. Milwaukee continues to be the top destination for refugees in the state, which makes sense. It's the largest city. In particular, Burmese refugees. A lot of them are members of the minority Muslim group, the Rohingya, who have been persecuted in Burma. Most of them are going to the Milwaukee metro area. And then most of the Congolese refugees are going to the Fox cities. So and primarily Oshkosh, and then this last year, primarily Appleton.
And even though they're taking the most refugees in the state, Milwaukee is actually taking fewer refugees in the last several years?
Yeah, most places, most communities in the state have been taking fewer refugees in the last several years, which mirrors state and national trends. But an interesting thing is the share of refugees going to Milwaukee has been shrinking for the last 5 years. So the overall number of refugees and then the proportion of refugees arriving in the state is also smaller in Milwaukee in 2019 than it was just a few years previously. And a lot of that is because of a growing share of those refugees going to the Fox cities and to a lesser extent to Madison and Dane County.
And do we know why they're going places other than Milwaukee or why refugees settle where they do?
A lot of it is dictated by just the resettlement agencies that are present in a local community. And World Relief, the resettlement agency in the Fox cities, has been really, really busy and active in resettling Congolese refugees. And actually, for the last few years, they've mostly just been reuniting families. So with refugees that arrived initially in 2013, 2014, now their immediate family members are joining them. And so that's what the majority of those new arrivals are.
Will Cushman is the associate editor of WisConText, and we're talking about international refugee communities in Wisconsin. And let's talk a little bit about the state's history with refugee resettlement. What kind of context should we put this year's numbers in?
Yeah, Wisconsin has a long history of refugee resettlement, welcoming refugees. It's one of three states that in the 1970s and early 1980s accepted, resettled tens of thousands of Hmong refugees. So these are refugees from the Vietnam War. They were originally living in Laos, moved to, escaped to Thailand and lived in refugee camps in Thailand, and then hundreds of thousands overall, but tens of thousands arrived in Wisconsin in the 70s and 80s. Wisconsin has been accepting refugees pretty much every year since then. There is a pretty major spike in the early 2000s as the last refugee camps in Thailand that had Hmong refugees living there closed. And so there was a wave of several thousand new Hmong refugees arriving in the early 2000s. And then since the early 2000s, the mix has really become much more diverse in where refugees are coming from. A lot are still coming from Asia, but then also the Middle East, Sub-Saharan Africa. And it was growing quite a lot, as it was nationally up until 2016 when things changed.
And you are acknowledging that things have changed. What are you hearing from resettlement agencies when you're talking with people who do this work? How do they see things have changed?
The Trump administration is generally warier of pretty much all things immigration, and that includes the refugee resettlement program. But the director of World Relief, Fox Valley, who I talked to, said that 2019 was actually surprisingly a pretty good year for them. And by good year, I mean they were able to resettle quite a number of refugees. But again, as I mentioned earlier, most of those are family members who are reuniting with refugees who are already living here. And that those family reunifications are a priority for both the UN and the U.S. State Department. And so I think that's why most of that that's what is happening mostly now.
What are we seeing in communities in Wisconsin? There's some support for resettling refugees here in different parts of Wisconsin.
Yes, that's actually a very new change that's happened now, this kind of like explicit support by government officials, because there was an executive order that President Trump signed in September of last year in 2019, requiring states and quote unquote localities to provide written consent for refugees to be resettled within their borders or jurisdictions. So what that means is that a state's governor or a county board of supervisors or a mayor has to write a letter saying, I support the resettlement of refugees in my community, or we as a board support that. And so what we're finding in Wisconsin, Governor Evers signed such a letter in December. A whole bunch of communities with significant refugee populations have also done so. A bunch of counties, Brown County, Dane County, Eau Claire County, Calumet, Winnebago, Milwaukee, Sheboygan, And then several cities, Madison, Milwaukee, Sheboygan, and Green Bay, and Appleton as well. And then there are other local governments that are expected to write those letters still, including Outagamie County, which is where Appleton is.
And are they on deadline?
They are. They are. Yep. That deadline is January 21st. So it all has to happen pretty quickly.
If they want to declare their support for refugees in their communities.
Exactly. Because and if they don't, that is considered that community is off limits to resettlement. So if a governor were to not write that letter, the whole state would be off limits. But that's not the case in Wisconsin.
All right. Will Cushman, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
And that was WPR host Keely Baltina talking with Will Cushman of WisConText. You can read more about refugee resettlement trends in our state and find Will's story and other items on the topic at wisconText.org. Coming up, WPR's lacrosse reporter Hope Kerwin joins us to talk about some of her recent reporting. She will get us up to speed on how campuses respond to sexual harassment cases, and she's checked in with farmers on their corn and soybean yields. She's also tracking this shipping bottleneck on the Mississippi River. Do you run a business that's been affected by Mississippi River shipping delays? How much was your business hurt last year? Do you think the government should have done more to speed up the shipping channel? Phone lines are open to you, 800-642-1234. We head to La Crosse right after this news update. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.